This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Life magazine years ago did a story on the top 10 preachers in the country. I don't know what the criteria was. I don't know who the panel of people were that picked the top 10 preachers. But one of the preachers that was chosen to be one of the top 10 and for the whole country was a Presbyterian minister by the name of Dr. David Redding. He talks about his experience in one of his books about coming home from World War II. We moved there for my father's health when I was 13. We raised cattle and horses. Some who were born on a farm regard the work and solitude as a chore, as a burden, but coming from the town as I did then, it made the farm seem like the Garden of Eden to me. I started a flock of Shropshire sheep. Now try to say that five times. It's impossible. I tried it. The kind that are completely covered by wool except for a black nose and the tips of their legs. My father helped them have their twins at lambing time, and I could tell each one of the flock apart at a distance with no trouble. I had a beautiful ram. The poor man next door had a beautiful dog and a small flock of sheep that he wanted to improve with my ram. He asked me if he could borrow the ram. In return, he would let me have the choice of the litter from his prize dog. That's how I got Teddy, a big black Scottish shepherd. Teddy was my dog, and he would do anything for me. He waited for me to come home from school. He slept beside me, and when I whistled, he ran to me, even if he were eating. And when I went away to World War II, I didn't know how to leave him. How do you explain to someone who loves you that you're leaving him and you won't be chasing woodchucks with him tomorrow like always? So coming home that first moment from the Navy was something I can scarcely describe. The last bus stop, get this, was 14 miles from the farm. He gets off a bus at 14 miles away from home. I got there about 11 o'clock, and he said, I walked the rest of the way home in the dark. Middle of the night, got home within half a mile of the house. It was pitch black, but I knew every step of the way. Suddenly, Teddy heard me and began his warning barking. Then I whistled once. I whistled once. The barking stopped. There was a yelp of recognition, and I knew that a big black form was hurtling toward me in the darkness. Almost immediately, he was there in my arms. Now listen to this. This is so powerful. What comes home to me now is the eloquence with which that unforgettable memory speaks to me of my relationship to God the Father. If my dog, without any explanation, would love me and take me back after all those years, wouldn't my God? There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And everything about Christianity, in my opinion, I said this a few weeks ago, is about coming home. Coming home to the Father through the Son. It's all about coming home to the Father through the Son. You can explain Christianity any way you want, and you can talk about it theologically, and you can talk about it biblically, but it's, to me, it's a man or woman or young person saying, I'm going home. I'm going back home to the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Lord, thank you for this message today from Proverbs 27. What a powerful passage it is that speaks to our heart in a powerful way. Bless this service right now. If anyone needs to give his or her life to you, to come to the friend who sticks closer than a brother, Jesus Christ, I pray that they would step out and confess his name today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.